You are in the reception room of a 19th century house that belonged to a well-to-do merchant in the Turkish city of Kayseri. It was probably a summer house, as there is no fireplace. The furnishings combine Islamic living traditions with elements of the European Rococo style. The raised alcove is divided from the main space by arches and columns, and once boasted an ornate ceiling rosette. In addition, murals once decorated the cornice above the panelling. Look at the showcase behind the first window. It contains various coffee pots, small coffee cups, and a beautiful shisha made of Bohemian glass. Drinking coffee and smoking were an essential part of social life and hospitality. The coffee culture reached Istanbul around the middle of the 16th century, and the custom of smoking tobacco arrived about half a century later. The preparation and consumption of tobacco and coffee were highly formalized. In wealthier households, slaves were specially trained for this duty. Porcelain from China and from Meissen in Germany were coveted status symbols.
Visitors were first received in rooms like this one. Depending on the occasion and purpose of the visit, they might then be taken to other rooms. Special reception rooms like this are rarely found in modern Turkey. However, in those houses where one is available, it is still always used for official guests. Friends and relatives, by contrast, will be taken directly to the family's living room.
The welcoming of guests has its own special pattern in every culture. Gender, age, and social status play an important part. Do you remember Gülcan Emge? You met her in the salon earlier. She has a few things to tell you about Turkish hospitality in the 19th century. Many of those traditions are still followed today. Press the info button on your audio guide and hear for yourself.